Hey, everybody. This is the Variety and iHeart podcast, The Big Ticket. I'm Mark Malkin. Today's guest is Millie Bobby Brown. The 16-year-old Stranger Things star is talking about Enola Holmes, her new Netflix movie about Sherlock Holmes' little sister. Plus, she weighs in on her support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And then later on, find out what she has to say about the Kardashians announcing that they're ending their long-running reality show. I have Millie Bobby Brown coming up after the break. Stick around. Welcome back to The Big Ticket. Most people know Millie Bobby Brown for her work as 11 on Stranger Things, but now the 16-year-old may have launched a new movie franchise. Brown stars as Sherlock Holmes' little sister in Enola Holmes. The film is based on a series of books by Nancy Springer. Enola Holmes also marks Brown's producing debut. Variety film critic Peter DeRouge praised Brown's performance in his recent review of the movie, comparing her to a young Keira Knightley in Pride and Prejudice. I talked to Brown via Zoom from her home in Atlanta. How are you?
I've been very good. How have you been?
I'm just quarantining, hoping my dogs do not bark while we're having
We have a dog here too, so you're all good.
So how are you doing in quarantine? How have you been keeping sane?
Just staying healthy and, finding creative outlets. I've been learning new things. What?
TikTok. I've seen you on TikTok.
Oh, exactly. I've just been trying out new things and because there's nothing else to do. And it's a great time to just focus on yourself and focus on things, are important to you. So for me, I'm definitely focusing more on music and things like that. Yeah, it's been really fun.
So Enola Holmes, such a fun movie, so much fun. Were you familiar with the books? Were you familiar with the series at all?
Yes, no, I read the book a few years back with my older sister Paige. She read it before I did and then told me to read it. And so I was familiar with it. I definitely was. I knew the story. And what I also knew is that I wanted to play her. So I kind of was like, how do we get this to happen? My dad, who's, incredibly perseverant, persevering, he persevered to make this come to life, which is amazing. And he found a studio for it. We found Legendary. We then found a writer. We found our director. And it was amazing. It happened relatively fast for, a Hollywood film like that.
What do you like about Enola?
What don't I like about Enola? She's incredibly brave. She has the will to be vulnerable. Her humor is funny. She kind of ends gender norms. She's not afraid to dress up. She's unapologetically herself. And I love that about her.
What did you learn about yourself playing her?
I learned that being alone is a good time to find yourself. I think for teenagers right now, it's a challenging time because you're afraid that to be alone, you're afraid to be lonely. It's not nice to be lonely. But in film, while filming this, I realized that actually the fact that she is alone, it helped her find herself. And so you don't need thousands of people around you to keep you happy. You can make yourself happy. And that's what I learned while filming this film. Definitely quarantine has helped me focus more on that. I've definitely focused more on, taking time for myself, I think that's really important.
And now you're a producer. You're also a producer on the movie.
Yes.
How did that come about and why was that important for you to, you're pretty young. You're a pretty young producer.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's important to have young producers out there because it gives youth an opportunity to tell their stories. Age shouldn't define whether you can do something or not. Young filmmakers should get the opportunity to tell their stories. And I've just been lucky enough to share mine. The producing kind of conversation came around when my dad said, you need to be a part of this as much as you can. And I said, I completely agree. And so he, persevered. And we obviously when I got my producing credit, it was really exciting. Because that meant I could be on screen and still have my say off of screen, which was really exciting because I've never had an opportunity like that before. But I hope this is just the kickstart to having young filmmakers get better opportunities to make their films, to make what they're passionate about.
What does it feel like to have your voice heard in that way, where, like you said, you didn't have that before, where you were able to say, you know what, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like that. Was it scary at first? Was it empowering?
It was empowering. I mean, there's a set of nerves that come with it just because you have these experienced producers that are on your set and you just have to kind of fit in somehow. But, you know, I had a great team, a crew that made me feel so comfortable with sharing my thoughts and ideas. So I had an amazing director, Harry Bradbeer, who like made me feel very comfortable with expressing my opinion and thoughts. And really valued them, which I found was really important. But they went away with that, got onto the set, and everyone's, you know, names, and I learned how I could fit into the mix, which was really quickly for me as well.
So what's the message of Enola Holmes? What do you want young people or anybody to take away from it? Obviously, this is a woman in her times, like they've said, like, oh, she was a wild child, but it was just someone who wanted to be independent.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yesterday I had an interview with Harry Bradbeer, and we said that there's so many messages in there. So go and find your message. What do you take away from the film? I'll tell you what I took away from the film. You know, I was extremely empowered by the film. I felt like it touched on subjects that are classed as taboo, that, you know, shouldn't really be spoken about, especially by young people. Ugh, imagine. That's literally a micro. What I took from the film is, I touched on just a minute ago, which was being alone, all that scary. The message behind young people talking about things that they're passionate about, it's really important. And there's a big message of feminism within the film, talking about how, you know, women were classed as uneducated back in the 1800s. And Enola was extremely educated, and so was her mother. And, you know, she's going into the city of London where women aren't listened to, nor respected, nor looked at as an equal. And Enola's kind of coming into it thinking, like, how, why? Like, she's a new thinker. She's a wild child. And there's so many messages in there that you have to find and look for and find your one. But mine is definitely, like, the biggest message of all, which was feminism.
Well, tell me about doing stunt work. How much fun was that?
It was so much fun. I had 2 months preparation of training my body to get to the place where I wanted it to be. And I definitely focused on a lot of choreography. And I really pushed. I really pushed through. I wanted to do everything. And I always said, as long as let's do what I legally can do, and then my stunt double can do everything else. But I absolutely everything. I don't care if I had to do it 1,000 times, I would do it because I wanted to get it right. The stunts was so much fun though. I'm not very used to stunt work like that. So it was a challenge, but I loved it.
Now we're going to take a short break. When we return, Brown, a self-proclaimed fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, weighs in on the famous family's decision to end their long-running reality show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Big Ticket. Here's more of Millie Bobby Brown. What was the most hurt you got? What was the injury?
I did not get hurt once on set.
You didn't?
No, I really didn't.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I had a great stunt team around me. Didn't let that stuff happen.
In a way, could we consider Enola a superhero?
No, in many ways, 100%. Yeah, I think she's more of a superhero than 11.
Why do you say that?
Because you don't have to have superpowers to be a superhero. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that Audrey Hepburn was a superhero. I think she's my superhero.
Why is she?
Like, it's like Princess Leia. She's my superhero too. I think like Enola's a superhero in her own right, because she embraces every aspect of her flaws and her imperfections. And that's what makes people superheroes, when they can come to terms with the fact that they're not perfect, but they're like unapologetically themselves. I love that. So she's definitely a superhero. You don't have to have superpowers to be one.
So how many are you signed up to do? Because this is a franchise in the making.
I hope so. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, let's see how people respond to the first one. Let's see if they fall in love with Enola as much as I have fallen in love. But there's definitely much more of a story to be told. And, you know, I really hope I get to work with these people again, because I loved filming this film. It was so much fun. And this character is so much fun.
And I have to tell you, I love your Instagram. I love that you're outspoken, that you embrace the Black Lives Matter movement. So, you know, with a full heart. Why was that important for you?
You know, in this climate, in this world, I loved that young people, and especially, you know, this movement specifically, it was amazing for them to, you know, create this movement. And it definitely touched my heart, and I wanted to do something. I wanted to, you know, so that's why I posted a few Black-owned communities and companies and things like that, so that they could take my platform, you know, that this is not about me. And to give them, you know, my platform, and to say, listen, this, I understand I'm privileged, and I understand that I won't understand. When I saw that, I was like, that couldn't be to the T more right. And so, you know, I'm in full support. And I'm very inspired that these young people are speaking out about the things that are important to them.
So when are you going to run for office one day?
I could never. That's too much. It's too much important. I could never. I will remain in my house, and I will just put my input in when I need to. But yes, we need more young women running, so that we can get some female empowerment in there, please.
Are you hopeful about that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Why is that?
Because women, this film touches on it. We need to be at the table. We need to be heard. Our voices need to be listened to. We need to be part of the conversation. Sometimes women need to be in charge. And I think that, you know, we need to be understood. Maybe a woman in office could be very good. I'm looking for it.
And now a fun question for you. We know you're a big Kardashian fan.
Yes.
What did you think yesterday?
It's very sad. I'm so sad. I'm obviously a big fan. I've been watching them for years. So, but you know, everything must come to an end.
Yeah. What are you going to miss about them?
Oh, everything. I mean, just the fact that they are very funny, and oh my gosh, I'm going to miss lots. I enjoyed it so much. Every Sunday night, I was obsessed.
So what are you watching these days?
I'm watching New Girl right now, which I love. What else? I think I'm going to start watching... what else have I watched? Glee. I've watched Glee. I've watched
Okay.
Friends. Yeah, so I've been rewatching some TV shows.
So you're going old school.
Yes, I am. Because there's Outer Banks. I watched Outer Banks. I watched The Society. I've watched literally everything on Netflix. There's not one thing for me not to watch. I've watched The Crown. I've watched everything.
I know. There's that night where you're just sitting there going, there's so much to watch, but I've watched
it all.
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
What do you like about The Crown?
Oh my gosh, what didn't I like about The Crown? The fact that I'm British. What? Did he just die? Aww. Sorry, a dog just nearly passed out. I loved Helena Bonham Carter in The Crown. She was my favorite character. Claire Foy in the first and second season was just phenomenal. I loved it. I loved Olivia Colman. I mean, who got every award show that I go to, and every time she wins, I get so excited for her speech because it's always so cute and humble and just so real. And you're just seeing a real human being get really freaked out. I just love it because that's what I would do. So I love all the actors. The casting in that TV show is amazing. And the writing is incredible too. I love it.
Well, Millie, this is great. It's always great talking to you. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see each other in person
when all this is over.
Sooner than later, please.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much for talking with me. I'm glad you enjoyed Enola.
I did. Be well.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Millie Bobby Brown. Enola Holmes is available on Netflix. Coming up next week, two guests, Lily Collins and Zachary Quinto. Until then, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Malkin. And for all your up-to-the-minute Hollywood news, head over to Variety.com. Stay safe, be well, and please keep wearing those masks. See you next time.